Welcome to Me Podcast. This is the final episode of 2020. Woohoo, I guess. I mean, 2020 has been garbage and all, but you'll find out later on. Welcome to the episode of Me Podcast, where we're ending off 2020 with a god knows how big of a bang. Probably bigger than that big explosion I got one day randomly. That was almost as big as a nuke. The biggest not nuke explosion in history. That, funny enough, came in 2020. Yes, 2020 was garbage for many, and I repeat, many people. We had giant murder bees, virus, serial killers, your home got hit by an asteroid, hackers. Donald Trump is a sore loser? Okay, that thing's not unique to 2020. That's actually, funny enough, not new at all. But yeah, 2020 has been garbage. And what's new is that 2020 is coming to an end. Many people are close enough 2020 with a bang. Jack said I did a thing in the stream where if they reach a goal, I actually don't know what the goal was, he would die instead of green. We said hello to Green Peter Pie again, boys. He's here. Many people are close enough 2020 with one hell of a bang. And I'm really happy people can end it. 2020 has been really dramatic for many people. Many people lost their jobs, many companies shut down. It was just not a good time. So the fact that it's over means many people are happy. So for me, I'm not quite as happy. You'll find out in my segment. Yeah, for this episode of What's New segment, I don't have that much to talk about. So yeah, planes have been crashing in 2020. But recently there's been a lot going on in 2020, and I thought I'd recap pretty much all of 2020. We started at the beginning of 2020. We reached 2020 a couple of days later. The one and only Australia. Some idiot decided to smoke in it. And throw that cigarette into a bush. I think that's what caused it. Or it was just some idiot with a flamethrower. Perhaps a gym head and see if I'm not correct. Okay, disclaimer, that was your. I have no idea what caused the fire. That's just predictions that are for fun. Do not believe that's the truth. That is not the truth. I'm just an absolute idiot. Glad we got that one out of the way. Except for the I'm an idiot part. I'm smart. I'm big brain. Then giant murder bees came along with the World War thingy coming back in World War III. Almost. Thank God we didn't have World War III. Otherwise, the world would have ended. Then some guy in China ate a sick bat and he gave the virus to his wife, who sneezed. Man, who knew a sneeze could end the world? Almost end the world, I'm sorry. I'm very much still alive, and the world is very much still here. But damn, one sneeze causing a global pandemic. Holy shit. Where did that chef get his bats? I'm just asking. And why do China eat so much of weird stuff? They eat dogs and cats. What the fuck is up with them? Just asking. So yeah, coronavirus struck, World War III. Bomb threat from North Korea. Election time in the USA. Trust me, in Denmark I didn't have to elect. Believe me, not that much actually happened in Denmark. So yeah, but a couple of good things happened in 2020 as well. We had the rise of games. Gaming is probably at its peak right now. Many games tagged along. We had Animal Crossing New Horizons, which came out the same day as the game where you rip and tear through hordes of demons as the one and only Doom Slayer. I'm talking about Doom Eternal. That caused some crossover memes. Speaking of which, memes, and even more memes. God, thank God for the memes, am I right? But that means where we'd be today, eh? Yeah. So yeah, memes are for the win. But now we're moving on to the final part of what that more or less pretty much one of every disaster that's happened. Volcano eruption, floods, fires, virus, the Bible might have predicted this. But people have pretty much stuck together. All thanks to a game that came out 2 years ago. Among Us. And boy must I say that I'm really happy that Among Us got popular, funny enough. Among Us is, without doubt, one of the biggest games right now. It's still getting updated, and with the new map coming around, being an airship from the Henry Stickmin series, it's actually really surprising that it's reached this peak. It's really popular, and many people like it. It's pretty much everywhere on Reddit. Trust me, I know I'm on Reddit myself. I'm not telling you guys my username. I don't want to get too popular. Like, I'm not that popular right now. I have, like, what? 2 followers? I am lonely. Pretty sure those 2 already know me. Truly. Forever alone. But yeah, Among Us blew up. Fall Guys blew up. Before that, died, like, what, 2 days later? And yeah. Now, moving on to the next. We're close enough 2020 with the gaming segment this time. It's gonna be something special. I thought I'd close off 2020's gaming segments with talking about the franchise that has recently had an anniversary, the Super Mario Bros. Franchise. I talked about it last episode, but there I just mentioned all the games and the primary mechanic and the story primarily. But this time I thought I'd go into detail about how Super Mario Bros. Might have changed society entirely. How? Welly welly, you might want to know that it recently had gone to the age of 35. I know it's not that old. I mean, Jacksepticeye's own. I mean, it's only a couple years older than Jacksepticeye. Within his verse right now, what age into his verse, I have no idea. And hey, that's 2 Jacksepticeye references in 1. Funny. Can I guess who I'm a fan of? I'm a fan of Jacksepticeye. Top of the morning to ya, you legend. But yeah. So primarily, today I'll be talking about a couple of games that came out to celebrate this anniversary of Super Mario Bros. Super Mario 3D All-Stars, Super Mario 35, and Mario Kart Tour Live, I think it's called. I don't think that title's confusing. Let me go with Super Mario 3D All-Stars. Super Mario 3D All-Stars is a combination of the 3 biggest titles in Super Mario Bros. History in the 3D era. We're still in the 3D era today, and I'm saying something. One of those is actually for Nintendo Switch, so that's why it's not here. Considering it's the single biggest Mario game ever. But this includes the classic of them all, Super Mario 64. And there's Super Mario Sunshine and Super Mario Galaxy. All of these 3 games have their own unique gimmicks. In Super Mario 64, you play as Mario. You can jump, ground pound, punch, kick, and do a bunch of maneuvers actually. The way you move around in the game actually depends on what you feel like. There's pretty much an option for every. You can BLJ rapidly and pretty much commit a speedrun. Not kidding, BLJing has pretty much become a joke. No, more than a joke. A meme. It's pretty much because it's the key to many Super Mario 64 speedruns. If you see a guy beat a world record, 50 bucks says he BLJ'd like 95% of the time. Boy, is it massive! He just goes, yahoo, and sends himself flying backwards somehow. Somehow, gaming gravity and metal finger also some attempts leisure, and saying thank you for existing. What the fuck did I just say? But yeah, he pretty much says, gravity, I like you, and I'm happy you're around, but let me just deny for a real moment, and launch yourself backwards with a single jump. There's also the long jump, non-psychonic as the BLJ, considering you can BLJ up a staircase and pretty much break time and space entirely in that universe. What the hell am I saying with this segment? These sentences make no sense. But yeah, Super Mario Sunshine probably has the most unique gimmick. Here, you're equipped with Flood. Yes, it's called Flood, exactly as short. For something which I don't know, I have not played that game. I promise, the only Mario game I played is probably some of the new Super Mario Bros. Titles. I kid you not. I'm that lonely. But when it comes to it, it's pretty basic. You can pretty much put animals on it. You have to clear out the mess of Bowser Jr. That was the game where Bowser Jr. was introduced, I think. I do not keep track of this series, by the way. So, I don't know. If anyone's smart out there and that has a computer, please right my wrong. But yeah, in the game, you basically just clean up a mess that the people of the island you're on believe was you. And then there's Super Mario Galaxy. In the game, you can collect stars and you have a spin. It pretty much just has you go through galaxy after galaxy, and there's actually two of them. And it introduces the character known as Rosalina, Princess Rosalina. People say Super Mario Galaxy 3 is probably not gonna happen. I personally think it might want to happen if we play it enough. Considering the fact that if we play enough, we got Steven Smash. That's how he probably got to Smash. We just played for him to get inserted as I can remember. He just got tired of him and said, you know what? Screw it. If you want Steve, slap Steve in our face. Hit him! And then, yeah, there's one more. Normally Mario Kart happens on your screen, but this time you drive around your own house or apartment or wherever you live, trailer, tent, in the middle of nowhere, in a room. Okay, where are you a lot most of the time? Hashtag chilling for days, y'all. Yeah, it's pretty basic other than that. Then there's Super Mario 35. You know Tetris 100 or Tetris 99? Oh yeah, Tetris 99. Yeah, it's pretty much like that. Except this time, every time you kill an enemy, you can send to whoever you target. It's pretty much Tetris 99, but with Mario instead of Tetris 35. The game looks fun. I don't have it. I don't have a Nintendo Switch. I recently got a PlayStation 4 Pro. I don't have a PlayStation 5. So I got the next best thing. But yeah, thank you for being with me on the gaming segment. We're closing off 2020 with a special edition of my segment. Welcome to my segment. I'm now chilling in my bed. So, 2020 for many people has been really garbage. Now, these you guys, which 2020 might have been different for me when it has to most people. Well, I know why. I'm about to say something, and then to all people listening to this in the future, 2010 was the best year of my life. Well, is that controversial for me to say? So yeah, 2020 was awesome for me. Most people had a bad time, companies closing, virus, you know, everything I mentioned in the What's News segment. I got done with the 2020 recap edition. So, kind of not new, but at the same time, new. I move around a lot, even though you guys can't see it, but I use my hands. You guys will never be able to see it. Right now, wait a minute, you guys. Hello? I exist. But yeah, so we're close enough, 2020. I gotta say, 2020 was probably the best year of my life. I learned a lot of stuff about myself. And generally, it was incredible. True, coronavirus struck. But in comparison to all the good things that has happened to me this year, coronavirus is probably the least impactful thing to ever happen to me. And that's saying a lot, considering once I broke my arm and went on to go on that same trip on my bicycle for 7 miles straight. And one time I cycled up to 31 kilometers. Actually, it's kilometers, not miles. I live in Denmark. Here we use kilometers. Kilometers. But however you pronounce it, I'm pronouncing it with my accent, Danish. I don't say kilometers, I say kilometers. That's how you pronounce it, kilometers. Don't say kilometers. That just sounds fucking stupid. It's pronounced kilometers. Oh wait, kilometers. Kilometers, kilometers. I'm mixing it up. I should probably start doing ASMR. But yeah. So 2020 is kind of a good year for me. I learned a lot about myself. My family's probably been at its peak. We moved to a new house and we've already started ourselves in that town. Yeah, 2020's been really awesome. I kid you not, 2020's probably the best year I'll ever experience. With all the things that happened to the rest of the world, for me to sit here and say that 2020 was awesome, mean that the claim to accepting I made at the end of 2019 that 2020 will be a great year was actually true. I had an awesome year. The moment I tried to convince me that 2020 was bad, I personally believe that 2020 is just 2020. It's a year. True, a lot of bad stuff happened. Big explosions, potential wars, viruses. But that could pretty much be any year. Next year could be even worse if we keep going like this. At this rate, we will probably be wiped out. But yeah, so 2020 has been a good year for me. And I really hope that saying that 2020 has been a good year for me has really helped open your eyes to see that not everything goes the way that someone says it goes. It's really weird that Jack said made the ball clean that 2021 will be absolute horrible. And 2021 will be like the best year. Considering that, we'll probably make up for all the mistakes. King Jong-un, or whatever his name is, will probably die accidentally after food poisoning from some assassin from USA and no one will know. USA was too fat. Only God knows what will happen next year. I certainly am excited to see what the world has for me. But boy, howdy, must I say, 2020, you have been good to me. I have to thank my family and my friends, and everyone close to me, an awful lot, for all the love and support I've been getting throughout this year. I've been getting help, I've had friends. It's honestly been really amazing. And I started my own podcast. So yeah. Now I can pretty much go and make a bold claim and people will listen to me. I'll just be some random guy you meet in the streets. I'll be special. 2020. You were the best year of my life. Anyways, moving on. Moving on to the music segment, where we're ending off 2020 with some sweet music. And potentially we might get a new segment this episode, if I feel like it. Anyways, hello and welcome to the music segment. I'll teach you guys what the new segment coming on. It depends on if I can come up with an interesting subject to talk about. I might come up with an into that segment. Yeah. New segment coming up. But yeah, welcome to the music segment. I don't really have a special theme. I just want to say that music is generally nice. But yeah, my hope for this podcast is for it to evolve into something big. But yeah. I really would love to help people. But yeah, so for 2020 to close off, we need one hell of a bang. And music can help you create a good bang. You can just listen to good music while enjoying the firework everyone else is firing off on New Year's Eve, like... Holy kaboom! And an explosion in the air, and everyone just looks up like, wow! And when some other places in the firework can fall down, and one guy some guy sticks a rocket down, he fails, the rocket falls down, that one idiot that decides he doesn't need safety glasses. He's all like, I can't protect myself. The firework falls down, flies straight forward, and he becomes blind. Yeah, wear safety glasses, and thank you for torturing my mind with that. Like, my mind wasn't mad enough. But yeah, that ad is super horrifying and it tortures me right now. But music can be really great. You can vibe to it. In some channels are firing... Sorry, I said that in Danish. Some channels are celebrating 10 years anniversary. Some channels are just being themselves. And yeah. Some channels close off 2020 with collabing with all their subscribers. Wink wink, SMG4. Wink wink. But there's a lot of things going on. 2020 has been somewhat decent. For some people it's been absolute garbage. Dude. For some people like me, specifically me right now, it's been awesome. The best year ever. Especially with music. Boy, howdy, without music, this year would probably have been a little bit worse for me. I generally like music. But yeah. Anyways, moving on to the next segment. The newest segment introduced. It'll become known as the Internet Segment. It's just that takes band of time. Now we're close enough to 2020 by introducing a new segment to the formula. Introducing the newest segment to Join Me Podcast, the Internet Segment. Welcome to the Internet Segment, where I'll be talking about something random on the internet. Among Us memes, they're everywhere. You can pretty much call this the meme review of me podcast. We pretty much just look at a meme and I review it. So Among Us memes are pretty much everywhere. Reddit's pretty much become a wall of Among Us. Like, you join Reddit? Among Us! You join Reddit again? Among Us! You join that one USB like subreddit? Among Us! Unless they don't want to play Among Us or they just deny it exists. You can pretty much expect it to be like, Among Us! Among Us, Among Us, and Among Us. Among Us is everywhere. Don't get me wrong, I like Among Us. I play it myself. I'm really good at it. 1v1 me if you dare. I'm not giving you guys something so you can play with me and prove me wrong. I'm awesome in this game. If you don't know, I'm good online. I can snake my way around anything. I can manipulate people. So be careful when you talk to me. You might not know if I manipulate you into my hands. But yeah, Among Us memes, I'm gonna have to give it a review. So primarily Among Us memes can either be a remix of another template. We have the infamous Drake format, where it just goes on one picture and goes hey on another one. Man, I wish I took a picture of those two. Then I could make my own template. I love memes. I like memes. I like memes. But definitely meme formats are incredible. Drake format, Among Us Drake format, Jacksepticeye Drake format. There's a lot of meme templates. Some of them have caused people to get rich. Some of them have passed away. Like Gabe the Dog, who has a just sweet sounding board. And also Grumpy Cat. A lot of things have made it. But Among Us has pretty much just earned the creators a lot of money. They're still developing the game today, spending time and resources into it. I have to say, I appreciate their work. And the fact that people respect the game so much to recreate famous memes, it's just all that they want. It pretty much caused people to just, and even caused scientists to say that Among Us is proof that gaming can be good for you. Suck on that, every mom in existence that says gaming is bad for you, that because it makes you violent. If it teaches you something, like Fortnite teaches you strategy, you have to think forward. Minecraft makes you think about your decisions and lets you choose your own way. You can either go peaceful or just be an all-out madman to everything around you. Undertale has to make you think about what you're doing. You could just go in a normal game run where you pretty much just kill everything. But guess who heavily punishes that? Our good old boy Toby Fox, the creator of this game. He heavily punishes you. He rewards you the most by completing the game in a true pacifist way. I have to say, I really appreciate Among Us and some of the other games. The fact that they're just willing to just make games. Toby Fox, when he was developing Undertale, was in college. And Among Us was made by 3 people and has now exploded, and FNAF was supposed to be Scott Coffin's last game. Find out this segment really fast, turned into a segment talking about how big of a success indie games it wouldn't be. But yeah, Among Us meme. 7 out of 10. Hold on. Among Us memes. 7 out of 10. Yes, 7 out of 10. That was the meme review of this internet segment. But yeah, it's nice. You should seriously reconsider your life choices if you don't like it. Let's close off 2020 for now. 2020 has been a good year for me, but for some people, they'll probably disagree, but let's just hope that 2021 will be better to the world. Here's to a better future in 2021. Thank you for listening to me podcasting. See you next year.